Hi, is this Octavio?
Yes, yes.
Hi, Mr. Contreras. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for asking. Now, were you able to get the billing information, the card information?
Yes, sir, I was. I just wanted to know if there's any way that I could see, like, an email or...
No, I want you to feel comfortable in this decision here. Let me real quick, because it's a lot faster, I'm going to send you a text message, it's an SMS message through the computer, but it works the same way as a text message. This is going to be a link to our pricing page, because I want you to see everything that we're talking about. I want you to see a little bit more about our company here, and then I'll get the email out to you as well. But if you can put me on that speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, so like I said, you are going to be able to track your success. So your success is our success. It's performance based on our end. Of course, it's month to month, so we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. You'll be able to even monitor your reviews, and you will have reviews. You know, you'll have almost 70 different directories. Almost 85% of those will allow someone to write a review for you. So you'll have reviews on Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, of course, Google and Bing. Wherever those reviews originally populate, Octavio, they will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So in one place, you can keep track of your online reputation. You can request reviews, respond to reviews, or even have us respond to those reviews for you. We've been in business since 2004, so for over 17 years. That's a long time for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the internet, that's a long time indeed. We do have a 4.9 out of 5-star client satisfaction rating. Obviously, it's a month-to-month service. We have to keep your phone ringing for you to be a satisfied client. What I really wanted you to see is where it says Google Ads Partner, about halfway down on that link. The very colorful and recognizable Google logo is in a box that says Google Premier Partner. Mr. Contreras, that is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That is our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. You can tap or click right on that box, and it goes directly to Google.com. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. That does mean that we get our training and our updates directly from Google. All the tools and techniques that we need, updates to their local map algorithm, whether they want us to create additional directories or stop creating some of the older directories that they wanted us to create before. We're always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page. Now, we are essentially talking about the Platinum package, but I would reduce that down to $199, not the $399 on there. But I'm also going to add the bells and whistles that are typically just on the Platinum or Platinum Premier package, with the exceptions of Facebook paid ads or Google paid ads. That's a direct cost that we have to pay to Facebook or Meta and of Google as well. So that's what drives up the cost of those bigger programs. But all the other bells and whistles, the account dashboard, lead generation, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, I want to include that as well in the Pro package. The Pro package is ideal for you, though, because you're keeping it close to home, about a 25-mile radius. If you're looking for 40 or 50 miles, I would definitely be talking about the importance of adding Facebook or Google Ads on top of that. But you want to keep it home, and for good reason. Obviously, driving that big Ford around, you need to keep your properties as close together as possible and not have you going out too far. But, you know, like I said, we've been around since 2004. I've been with the company myself. I just celebrated 9 years on the 17th of April, and I've got clients that have been with me as long as I've been with the company. But as a company, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 16 years, you know, 10, 20. We've been around since 2004, so 2004 is when we started. One of our bigger clients started with us in 2008, Extra Space Storage. You've probably seen their storage facilities. They're real big in the West Coast, the Southwest, almost 1,500 self-storage locations all on that first page. They started with us almost 14 years ago when they had only a handful of self-storage locations. We've been earning their business 1 month at a time, like I said, for almost 14 years. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that you'll have multiple locations or even hire more guys or a separate crew, but if all you do is pick up the phone and have it be a potential customer calling you versus paying for and chasing down leads, you're absolutely going to love the service.
Yeah, of course. Okay. That's awesome. I think I'm ready to go ahead and make the payment. I mean, I already heard everything, you know, that y'all have to offer me, and I do believe it'll help me a lot because I do get a decent amount of business right now, but I think this will help me a lot more to expand into different cities around my area. So
yeah,
I can go ahead and give you the
You said it was a Visa card, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so like a Visa, it should start with a 4. If you want to read that to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Yes, it's 4430.
Okay.
4500.
Yes, sir.
1927.
Okay.
2409.
And then the expiration month and year?
0624 for expiration.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
960.
So I've got 960 on the back of the card. I've got June or 06 of 2024, the expiration. And then, Octavio, the card itself, was it 4430-4500-1927-2409?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And does that bill at the 1202 Mile 1 East? 785-780? Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd like to give you that information now.
Okay, I can put it in my notes.
Yeah, I do the exact same thing. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email the support team 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. If you want to put the email address down, it is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by email as soon as we process that payment. Before I can process the payment, I'm required, because we're a Google Premier partner, to quickly read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer, Mr. Contreras. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is completely at will, that you can stop at any time, that we have reduced the cost of the setup fee or waived the setup fee, reduce the monthly, that we're even including the website for you. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay? And give me just a quick second here to get that set up, and then we'll schedule the client interview. So the voice verification, okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Octavio, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Contreras Lawn Care.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Contreras, please state your name and your official title within the business.
It's Octavio A. Contreras Jr., and I am the owner.
Okay. And then, Octavio, as the owner of Contreras Lawn Care, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information, that card that we have with your name, the Visa ending 2409, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Now, Mr. Contreras, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to find you and call you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Octavia, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in Hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angie's or Home Advisor. Again, there is no direct conflict there. You can keep it or stop it. The reason that we actually ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. Equally or even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Octavio, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, of course.
Perfect, yeah. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know, okay? Now, since I'm waiving the setup fee and reducing your costs, and, of course, since we're including the website, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I actually waived altogether, will be charged today, the 20th of April, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. And once again, Mr. Contreras, that is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, it is a fixed rate as well, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Now, that landing page, Octavio, is included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Like I mentioned, this is a service that is offered completely at will, which means if after the second payment you find that you've got more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, or if you want to, you can pause the service seasonally. You can also stop the service altogether. No questions asked, no fees involved. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Contreras, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Octavio, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in just about a minute, like I said, you'll receive that confirmation email through our automated system. You will also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And since our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, you might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to actually schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, takes about 25, maybe 30 minutes. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. So it does look like we're a little short-staffed today. One of our client interview technicians called out sick, so we are actually booked out for the rest of the day, but tomorrow we're pretty wide open, except for 2 o'clock. We could do anything between 9 o'clock and the last one, which is scheduled at 5 o'clock. Did you want something in the morning, middle of the day, or towards the end of the day tomorrow?
I'd say 5 o'clock tomorrow.
The 5 o'clock tomorrow? Okay, so it will be scheduled from 5 until 6. The call itself will get to you a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. But we'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. I'll tell you, if you already have a logo, we will use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in that follow-up call. Now, you will at 4 receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 5, and in just a minute here, I will also send you a calendar invite to your email address. Again, just kind of as a reminder, you don't have to respond to it. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So if you open up the text message, it goes right where we want it to go. If you open up the email, of course, it's the invoice at the bottom, and in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it goes right to where the text message automatically opens up, which is the local splash terms of experience. So on the left side, you can see all the services that we're talking about here, optimizing your Google business profile. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. Now, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is actually almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is the website that we are going to create for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way underneath where it says SMS communication, that's, of course, a text message to the computer. It does populate the number 956-264-2028 as a mobile number. We just want you to verify that that is a mobile number, that you have access to it. But please do not click the box below it where it says to opt out of SMS or text messages, because we definitely do want to be able to send those text messages to you. So just leave that box unchecked. But if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card that is in your name. Please do click on that box. And then it's going to want you to type in your name as it appears on the card, which is Octavio Contreras Jr., and it looks like it has the comma between Contreras and Jr., if you see it that way. You can copy and paste it, but if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. If you do type it in, it is case sensitive, so the OC and the J, of course, need to be capitalized with the proper spacing, and I believe the comma has to be there as well. But once you've got your name as it appears into that long box underneath that long line where it says, click here, and the arrow, the orange arrow where it says sign, once you've got your name in that box, just click confirm signature. Now, that does a couple of things. Of course, it does let us know that you know that it's a flat rate. It also allows us to verify the information that's out there, to do the initial NAPW audit, and to send out your PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area. You'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you get to that screen.
No, I'm here already.
You are. Okay. So, excuse me. The reason it's asking you for a username and your password is it's actually coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system, my.localsplash.com. So the automated system thinks you're trying to log in and see your reporting, but I'm pretty sure if you were able to put in a username and a password right now, it would give you an error message that the tracking hasn't even been created yet. So don't worry about that. It's just the automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking system. But I can give you the username. In fact, it's included in the calendar invite that I just sent out to you. It is simply the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but there's no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So just the numbers, 956-264-2028. That's your username. Now, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please reference either your phone number or your username, which are basically the same thing. But anything can be sent to that email address. You can just send everything there, and we'll forward it out to the right department. When they do the client interview tomorrow at 5, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com email, so you can email the photos team directly. Now, you don't have to respond to the calendar invite, but it does say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then it's got your actual phone number on there. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our interview team giving you that call right out or shortly after 5 o'clock tomorrow. But I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that up and going for you, get that website going where people can see it and call you directly, help you to grow your business, or at the very least, if you don't want to hire anybody else, it's going to help you to cluster those lawns as close together and as close to home as possible. So we're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yes, sir. And how do I log in again? Where do I go to log in?
So it's going to be my.localsplash.com, but you don't have to try to do that now. The automated system thinks you're attempting to do that, which is why it's asking you for a username and a password. Once your client interview is conducted, we'll start creating all of the tracking, start creating all of the directories that will be tracked. So in the next couple of days is when we will officially email and text you both your username and the password. It's a default password, and you can change it once you're able to log into your account. But at this point, you would not even be able to log in because the dashboard hasn't been created yet. But we'll send it out to you officially. It is my.localsplash.com. That's your dedicated website that you can access by phone or by computer and log into your account 24/7. Now, the reporting actually updates in very near real time, meaning that it does update several times throughout the day, and you do have 24/7 access to it.
All righty, sir. Sounds good.
All right.
So,
Pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get ready for that call tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to start thinking about photos that you want us to add to your website, in the beginning, we will ask you to email us those photos so we can build your website quickly. But once your website is active, and it only takes about 3 or 5 business days, you will be able to request content changes or even upload photos through your tracking and reporting so you can see your success. And, of course, even request content changes right through your client dashboard. And, again, if you've already got a motto or a mission statement, or if you don't yet have that, it's something you can think about between now and tomorrow. But we can also give you some suggestions and kind of walk you through that process as well.
Awesome.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Contreras. Octavio, you have a great day, and we'll get that client interview out to you. Should be a few minutes after 5. Like I said, it's a 1-hour window, but the call takes about half that time.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, too. Thank you very much. You take care. You have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.